My name is Cordelia Rodriguez, and I'm a fifth grader at Cascadia Elementary. And I'm going to be reading an excerpt from my story, Train 362, in which two main characters, Sybil and Enrix, are running away from a home they don't like and have never been on a train before. The train started up and the boy squealed. Having never been on a train before, the experience was thrilling, but his excitement would not help the two stowaways, so the girl put a damper on his joy. "Be quiet, Enrix," she hissed at the boy. Rolling his eyes, Enrix said, "Come on, Sybil, it'll be fine. They can't hear me over the engine." "No, no talking. At least let me go see what's inside the crates." "I don't know." "I won't get caught." "Fine." "Really?" "Yes, but I'm coming with you," Sybil said with a grin. "I'm curious about what's in those crates myself." Smiling ear to ear, Enrix bounced up and down. He ran out of the cramped closet where they had been hiding and towards the cargo hold, disregarding his promise not to get caught. Sybil smiled at the young boy's spirit and wished that she had gotten the chance to live as he had. She climbed out of the closet, stepping over a couple of workers' coats, still dreaming about how different her life would be if she hadn't been born who she was. "I wouldn't be stowing away on a train. I'd be with my family." Entering the cargo hold was like entering a freezer compared to the warm, confining closet. And although Sybil was shivering, Enrix didn't seem to mind, seeing as he was running around, investigating the boxes. Enrix picked up a smaller wooden crate and began to rip it open easily, as if tearing wood was no different than tearing wrapping paper. Inside the crate was a cage made with a koi tungsten, a rare metal stronger than any beast a scientist could create, and impossible to bend, scratch, or break. Yet, more interesting than the cage was the creature inside it. The creature had spikes on the top of its body, which were shaped like a globe. It had a long tail covered in spikes, and although they were smaller than the spikes on its body, they were just as dangerous. Curiously enough, other than the spikes, the creature looked rather like an anime character, because of its humongous eyes and wide-open mouth. Enrix stared at the lock on the cage for a moment, then began to fiddle with it. He moved the numbers around, acting as if he knew the exact combination, and the creature inside of the cage wiggled, waiting to get out. "What are you doing? That thing could kill you!" shrieked Sybil when she saw him. Oh. The cage was now empty, and the creature was tearing through the other crates and what seemed to be cages inside. Several creatures emerged from the demolished cages, each more hideous than the last. One of the creatures was a giant spider with lobster claws and 8 empty bloody eye sockets. Another was a scorpion with millions of bees surrounding it, forming a shield. Then there was a lion. It came across as normal at first, till it extended its 2-foot-long razor claws and opened its mouth to reveal giant poisonous teeth. But the most terrifying of all, at least to the two children, was the last creature to be freed. The last creature had the fangs of a snake, the wings of a phoenix, the tail of an eel, and the body of a dragon. But it was not the creature's appearance that scared them, but the realization that he was not a stranger. "Run," Sybil ordered Enrix.